In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every one of us, presumably, hopefully, has that one teacher in your life who has made a long-lasting impact, be it positive or negative, but everybody has that one teacher they can think of, who they remember so vividly, and they can remember the classroom. And for me, that was my second grade teacher, Ms. Ban, at Arnett C. Lyons Elementary School in Barrington, Illinois. And what I remember about Ms. Ban was she was young and vibrant and a great teacher. She always made the class feel welcome. And I remember one thing very, very vividly, almost more so than all the lessons that we had. In the middle of the school year, she went away on vacation. And the teachers here will know, you don't go away on vacation in the middle of the school year. You have 3 months at the end of the year. You have all the rest of the breaks that the students have. So you try not to go on vacation in the middle of the school year. She went away to San Francisco, and the purpose of her vacation, she didn't know, was to get engaged. And she got engaged in San Francisco on this trip and came back and brought everyone in the class a gift from her trip to San Francisco. Fool's gold. But for a second grader, that was as good as gold. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, this poor man, they're not even married, and she's already spending all of his gold. And I didn't know that it wasn't real gold. But if I had had something very special with me, I could have told right away. If I had had another stone, a small black stone, a stone that in Greek is called a vasanos, which means a touchstone. It's a stone that when you rub gold against it, it leaves a streak. And you can tell how pure your gold is by the streak that's left. And this touchstone is very important in the world of jewelry, very important in the ancient world. And this act of rubbing gold on a stone became synonymous with testing or trying something, and then later on grew to mean torturing, tormenting. And so today, when we read about the ship being beaten by the waves, in Greek it says the ship is tormented by the waves, vasanos menos, which is the same as this touchstone. Not only is it beaten, not only is it tortured, but it is tested and it is tried. And it is rubbed and it is made uncomfortable in order to test it and try it. And in the midst of this test, who should appear but Christ? Christ appears and they're afraid. And Peter, in the middle of his test, what does he say? He says, If it is you, Lord, bid me to come out onto the water. So in the middle of his test, he responds by his own test of our Lord. And in the middle of that, he walks out onto the water, and it says, he looked at the waves and became afraid. Now he is being tested first by the waves and the wind that is beating against his boat. And in his response, he tests the Lord, but the Lord allows him to. And the Lord allows him to come out onto the water. And he is successful at first. He is successful because he is looking at Christ and walking towards him. And the second, in the middle of his test, that he turns his focus away from Christ to the waves themselves, he begins to sink. We have all, at some point in our life, been tested. whether on purpose by God, like Job, who received hardships in order to grow and mature in his faith, to grow and mature in his humility, or whether we receive tests that are tests just in and of their very nature. We have all been tested. We've all seen illness. We've all seen the death of a loved one. Many of us have had to deal with hardships in our place of business. Many of us have internal strife within our families. Many of us have struggles and tests that our spouses, our children, or our parents don't even know about. Many of us try and sit down and take these tests on our own without the benefit of a beautiful teacher to help you along the way. We are constantly being tested. And the only way to survive these tests is to do the opposite of what St. Peter did, which is to stay focused 100% of the time, not on the test itself, but on Christ, who Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can endure this test through Christ who strengthens me. Does that mean that the test will be easy? No. But what it means is that within that test, its purpose and its benefit for your life and the life of others around you can only be found when the focus is placed on Christ and not on the actual test itself. Saint Porphyrios, one of the newly recognized saints of our church, talks about how to defeat evil. And he says, no one ever overcame evil by sitting down and saying, I'm going to defeat evil. He says, instead, you must replace that with good. If a man struggles with gambling, or better yet, a better example, if someone struggles with cigarettes, one of the most addictive substances we know, how successful are they going to be if they were to sit down and say, okay, I am not going to want a cigarette right now? Within 5 minutes, they're out the door. But instead, if they feel that urge come upon them and say, instead of, okay, I'm going to fight this, they say, no. Whenever I feel the need for a cigarette, whenever I feel the need to indulge in this, I will go to my icon and pray. And they remove themselves from the test and place themselves in front of Christ. They find themselves walking along the water, and more than just a few steps like St. Peter. But if we all do that, if we all focus our attentions on Christ in the midst of our turmoil, in the midst of being tossed around like as if we're on a boat in the middle of the sea, if we get out of that boat and leave that test behind and walk towards Christ, we will surely go more than 2 feet. As long as we walk with our face fixed upon Christ, we will make it back to the land, back to the shore, where the wind and the waves have no authority over us, where we no longer stumble being tossed around, but where we found sure footing, walking behind Christ and always placing him ahead of the actual struggles themselves. For if we turn like Peter to our tests and focus on our tests, on our trials and our tribulations, and forget Christ in the middle, we are sure to sink like Peter. Our job our task is to live our life being aware that we are constantly being tested and looking for and finding Christ within each and every one of those tests. Finding Christ, overcoming, and walking with him back to the shore of salvation. Amen.